Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Carlos Santana brings us back, one of the great songs, one of the great guitar players, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Meyer's our guest, M-E-Y-E-R, Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com is his website. He's the founder of that organization, the author of Warp Speed Growth, Also Creating and Dominating New Markets. We're talking about lessons we can learn from the election, business lessons we can learn from the election. And we were started talking about the competition issue, Peter, when we went to the break. You know, one of the things that's become a revelation to me and that I've tried to get people's attention on is this very issue. And that is that it's still important to be competitive. It's no less important to be competitive. But being competitive is not the first consideration anymore. At least that's what I think. What do you think?
There's no question in my mind that this election cycle has reflected how that works in a way from which we can learn. If you want to grow your business, if you want to expand into new markets, you don't do it by defining yourself by your competition. What we saw from the debates is that both parties said, we won, we beat him, we beat her. But most voters said, I lost. And the voters are saying, the consumers are saying, show me something of value. Don't show me that you can beat somebody else. So if I'm running a tire store, if I'm running a small pharmaceutical company someplace, I can either say my product is better than everybody else's, or I can say I'm going to solve a real need. The second one is how you grow a business. The first one is how you feel better for 5 minutes. But when you do that, you put yourself at risk for the next 5 minutes when some event occurs of which you have no control. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're back competing as opposed to trying to deliver value. Growing a business is not about competition. That's what we see from this. Growing a country is not about competition. Growing countries about having value.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, when people wake up in the morning, they're not thinking about competition. When people wake up in the morning and want to buy something, it doesn't occur to them that they're not going to be able to find what they want at the price they want it. Their real challenge is, which one of the companies who offer all the things who offer what I want, which one of the many companies am I going to choose?
And then which one is going to deliver what I actually want, as opposed to what they say they're competing on.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I like the fact that you use the word want instead of need.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to the next point, which is that what got us our current success may not get our next success. Both candidates, I think, they're both parties in this case, were busy running on what got them to where they were as opposed to where they needed to get to. So your next customers, we're learning clearly, your next will not be like your past ones, will not be identical. You need to keep on looking at your customer and moving into new areas if you expect to be able to win long term. Winning one state, good. Winning a whole bunch of states, much harder unless you look to where your customers are going, not to where
they're going. And this is a hard execution to accomplish for political parties, candidates, and businesses, isn't it?
It is.
It's a lot of effort in what you just described.
It's easy to look at what got me here and think I don't need to change, and that will kill me if I do that. And so you got to continue to look at where the customer is headed. Again, one of your really well-written books. You've got to continue to look at where the customer is headed and make that your focus.
One of the things you've taught us over the years is you can't just accept change and manage change. You have to lead change.
Yes.
That's the key, isn't it? Leading change, being innovative as a way of life, not a means to an end. That's the key, isn't it?
It is. And when you do that, then your customers start to trust you to be the right place to go for the next set of changes. Mm-hmm. You can make mistakes then, but you have trust. Which brings me to my next point. I used to say that all publicity is good. What I've learned from this campaign cycle is that's not true. You need a high approval rating. You need the trust of your customer set if you want to say that all publicity is good. Publicity is going to happen, good or bad publicity is going to happen whether you want it or not. But your choice can be and must be to work on your approval rating, your trust rating with your customers before that publicity happens.
There's
work on building trust.
There's a funny story that's attributed to Lyndon Johnson when he was in the State House in Texas, that one of his aides came to him and said, in Austin at the Capitol, said, "Mr. Speaker, we gotta get to Houston. They're telling lies on you up there." He said, "No, we gotta go to Dallas first. They're telling the truth on me up there."
Well, Lyndon Johnson's an interesting example of how politics can work, no question, in terms of trust. But I think he did something inside the Senate and inside Congress that was really interesting. He built that trust. Part of his brand, part of all of our brand, for a small business or a large business, should be focused on building trust.
Mm-hmm.
Not about products, but about trust. When we have that, we can then know all publicity will help us.
Well, that's exactly right. And the one thing about small businesses where we make the biggest mistake is we don't think about publicity in a way that's like marketing. We think if it happens, it often happens without us being involved, and we're just lucky if it turns out good. And so that's the reason why I think your point is well taken. Give us the website one more time, Peter.
Oh, meyergrp.com.
All right, and they can find the books there, folks, and all the things all of Peter's writing, which is outstanding, like the things we're talking about here today. We come back, we're going to talk about a couple of other fine points that you and I can learn from this election and apply it to our business and to success. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.